from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The city will install and maintain the Hollinger Park skate path this winter. However, Timmins Community Park Association President Mark Rogers says his group will not move the warming trailer into place.
The trailer has been vandalized in the past, and we feel that it'll be vandalized more this year. We cannot guarantee the safety of our volunteers and board members. We also cannot guarantee the safety of the people using the trailer that want to come in and change their skates or borrow skates.
Rogers says the TCPA will spend the winter evaluating what it does and could even stage events at Hollinger and other parks. He maintains that the plan could include bringing back the trailer next year. Now that Algonquin Boulevard is reopening between Balsam Street and Burnett Road, design details for next year's connecting link reconstruction are being finalized. City Hall's Director of Infrastructure, Scott Tam, says Segment 13 is in South Porcupine, between Crawford Avenue and the bridge.
There'll be full reconstruction, but this time we'll still be doing lane diversions instead of complete closures.
Tam promised sometime in November for this year's completion date, and it looks like he's hitting his target. Plan B is in effect for this year's Timmins and District Hospital Foundation Christmas card fundraising campaign. That's because of the Canada Post strike. The campaign raises money for priority projects at the hospital. Cards are mass-mailed and usually sent back with checks in them. Donor relations manager Barb McCormick says there are other ways of donating that don't rely on the mail.
They can either reach us by telephone, they can deliver those or hand-deliver those envelopes to us at the hospital. They can also look at using our online form and make their gift that way.
That's available at tadhfoundation.com. It might be crazier by then in malls and stores, but you might want to delay Christmas shopping until December 14th. That's the day a two-month GST-HST break begins. Prime Minister Trudeau says it includes things like essential items, children's clothing, and restaurants. The move comes amid lingering affordability concerns. The NDP says it will support the legislation allowing the move, saying working people are desperate for relief.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.